There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're live here today. Many people have the day off. We don't, so we've been doing something that's a little bit lighthearted, and hopefully, as I have mentioned repeatedly, if you have something that you'd like to talk with me about that is more in tune with what we usually talk about on the program, please feel free to call in with whatever it is that's on your mind, because as is true every day, even when it's a holiday, that your calls and your concerns are a priority. But we just decided, Trevor and I, since we're working when other people get the day off, that we would, and part of it was kind of, to be quite honest, a little bit happenstance, because Donald Trump announced that he was going to run for president, and he and Chris Christie turned out to be the front runners for reasons that kind of elude me, to be quite honest. Well, they don't actually elude me. They just kind of, I guess, depress me on some level, because we're talking about an incredibly powerful position with two people who seem to me not completely qualified for the job, other than being completely outspoken. Which, I mean, I'd hate to think that we're becoming so fed up with tradition. Although, look, you know, I'm with you guys. Throw everybody out and start over again. But I think when we start over again, we probably need to be a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more concerned about competence than just mouthing off. But nevertheless, so he announced for president within the last couple of weeks, and then this week made some incredibly vile racist remarks. And there has been a huge backlash, as which I think is appropriate, or a huge response. So I just kind of whimsically put up yesterday, okay, what do we do about the Donald? And you guys responded in unprecedented numbers. So we thought, okay, well, it's the perfect day to do it, so that's what we're doing. And but again, understand that if there's something that seems to you to have a little bit more gravitas that you want to talk about, please feel free. 855-993-7569. But let's keep up this a little bit more, because I'm not going to do this ever again if it's not a holiday. All right, so lay some more on me. We've scratched the top of the proverbial Donald iceberg here. All right.
Lorraine says we don't need to do anything. He'll do it himself. Sit back and watch the show.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Aurora says ignore him. Bill says encourage him more. He's not bought by the liberal media or Washington elite, and that's not a word. And does more the talk.
I guess, well, but would you vote for him for president? I mean, again, yeah. I think there is a role for a court jester in any, you know, to sort of point out that the emperor is not wearing clothes. But I don't think he wants to be the court jester. I think he wants to be the emperor. So if you're going to say, folks, if you're continuing to sort of respond and you're saying, okay, he's my guy, then you have to tell me why. And saying, more than saying he's outspoken, because what he was out, you know, speaking out about this week was denying an entire group of people. Okay, go ahead.
Julie says, hire him, the only guy who will tell the truth, and his view cannot be bought.
Yeah, but his view is racist.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
Stacy says, "Don't vote for him for president."
I don't think we're ever going to have a chance to do that. But no. Go ahead.
Adeline says, "Ignore him." Tony says, "Pay attention. If you don't like what he has to say, don't vote for him."
I don't think it's ever going to come to that. But okay, got it. We vote. You know, we vote with our feet.
Right. Marge says, "Greece could use him." I guess
Greece.
For what? Greece the country.
Oh, Greece.
Yeah.
Greece could certainly use somebody at this moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Grace says, enjoy him.
Okay.
Marie says...
Well, I think he was sort of either, depending on your point of view, either laughable or even sort of kind of your nutty uncle, you know, until this week. And I think racism isn't cute, and it's not funny, and it's not being politically... brave. It's just racism.
Yep, I agree. I think that's the line now.
Yeah, he crossed the line. And he not only crossed it, he jumped over it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. Similarly, Bonnie says a muzzle would be a good idea. Rebecca says karma will get him.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Kiana says stop watching him.
Yeah. Ignore. Yeah, I mean, if the apprentice goes away, maybe Donald will too.
Mm-hmm. Francis says ignore him. It will drive him nuts. Well, he's already nuts.
Okay.
Let's see. All right. Kathy says, ignore him. He'll go away. It would be a sad, sad day in America if he actually got elected. He's too full of himself.
All right.
Betty says, he is only a distraction. Ignore the poor hair-impaired creature.
Hair-impaired. There you go.
Edna says, keep him around for laughs. Do not vote for him.
Okay.
Tony says he's flushing out all the cowards in our country.
See, that's kind of what worries me a little bit, is that in the same way that Archie Bunker sort of gave permission for people to be bigoted, that's kind of my concern to a certain extent. That does this mean that, is he giving people some right to be bigoted? And I really do worry about that. Keep going.
Jana says, just watch. He'll undo himself.
I think that's probably more or less the case.
Yep. Nitra wants to send him to Mexico.
Yeah, there are a couple of people who said that.
Yeah. Let's see. Matt says, vote for him. American politicians need to know there are alternatives to them.
But would you really vote for him? I mean, we're talking about the most powerful job on the face of the earth, running the country, making decisions. I mean, first of all, I truly don't think it's ever going to come to that. But would you really do that?
Okay, so Anne says nothing. Seems he's adept at shooting himself in the foot.
Well, there is that.
Yep. Jackie says, oh, how I would love if it came down to Trump and Hillary.
Not going to happen.
No.
But, and tell me, I mean, that's a provocative statement. It would be nice to know a little bit more that, you know, what you're really saying here.
Mm-hmm. Diane says, nothing, let him be who he is. I doubt he will ever be prez.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. But the idea being, you know, that, I mean, I don't think that's exactly the issue, but okay, fair enough.
Dana says, stop giving him attention.
Yep. Hard to disagree with that.
Francine says, vote for him.
You have to tell me why. And I hear that there, look, if you think about it, the responses have really fallen fairly neatly into several categories. One is ignore. One is that he is, I think, which really describes and highlights a frustration with current politicians and political correctness and people who are feeling that they should say whatever will get them elected. And I get that, you know, and kind of share the frustration to a certain extent of we've gotten an awful lot of people who have lost sight of who their constituency is and what their job description is and what their morality is. But I'm not sure that this is the answer, but I hear that the frustration about it. All right, let's keep going. I mean, again, you guys just always rise to the challenge in a way that is inspiring to me of sort of saying, look, it's not him, it's who he represents. And is he... And I mean, my major concern is, well, first of all, I don't think he's ever going to, I don't think he's electable. I don't think he's even nominatable, and I don't think he's serious about it. And everything I would sort of go along with you guys is the court jester theory of politics in America, except for the racism. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay, going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out, too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569, which is the way to get in touch with me today or any day. We are kind of celebrating our independence from getting a day off. By doing something a little bit lighter-hearted, let's say, than we usually do, which is to look at the recent events of the Donald and say, okay, what do we do about this? And we also decided to put up because basically we're sort of feeling like people are frustrated with the leadership or lack thereof in this country. Of also, what do you think makes a good leader? And we're not asking who, we're just saying what characteristics do you think? And if you want to put who, you can put that up as well. But, you know, I think that as a country, I mean, look, that's the strength of a democracy, is that we're allowed to say, you know, this isn't really working very well, that this isn't who we want to be, this isn't how we want to be led. This is, there are a lot of people, I think Ed Koch was the one who said, you know, democracy, you get the leaders you deserve. So maybe what we need to do is be more deserving. Maybe we need to have more people. It used to be that the idea of public service was that you ran for office because you felt essentially a calling. And now I think it's a power trip, which is, I find, completely disconcerting. So the kind of people that you want to have running for office just won't. It's too expensive. I think that the issue of being that the government is really for sale to a certain extent, that lobbyists have had an enormous impact, and part it's not unrelated to the fact of how expensive it is to run for office. So, you know, maybe we need to kind of revise this. And what Donald Trump, I think, offers people is, at least in the same way that Michael Bloomberg does, although I think that there's a huge difference between those two, about somebody who, in theory, doesn't have to be beholden to special interest groups because he can afford to run himself. I think when you look at that Michael Bloomberg, in theory, could afford to run for president, I suppose, because he's a billionaire. I don't think Trump could actually do it. And I'm not sure that those people would do it. But it certainly, if nothing else, I think his prominence says something about not so much him, but the dissatisfaction of the electorate, which is important to understand. If I were a politician these days, I would be paying a lot of attention, not to the bad hair, but to the fact that people are really feeling frustrated and disenfranchised and unhappy. Okay, let's see what else we got.
Nicole says, let's drop him off south of the border. Karma will catch up with him.
Well, not only Karma, I think. Carmelita. So.
Yeah.
And Carlos, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, what else we got?
Michael says, God bless him. He's beholden to no one and free to speak his mind. Polluted though it may be.
Did you add the polluted?
That was
yeah, I thought that did sound a little bit like you. All right, keep going.
Heather says, laugh at him. He's funny as heck.
There you go. All right, what else?
Tom says, I think the question is, what do we do with Barack Obama?
Well, I don't think that's much of an issue that he's going to be out of office within, you know, a very short period of time. You know, I was talking with somebody about it yesterday, and I will be honest that I voted for him twice. I am probably as disappointed as anybody else, but I was having a conversation last night, and if you look at what he's actually gotten done, and if we judge a president, and I can't believe we're really talking about this, by the economy, which we seem to do, even though I think the economy is a much more complicated issue than any particular president, he's probably been the most successful president in the last 50 years. I think history is going to deal with him a lot more gently than those of us who are alive now, because I think there's a general sense of disappointment in him. But he got health care done, the stock market is in great shape, the economy's in much better shape, we're out of Iraq. I mean, there's been some huge kinds of the banks are stabilized, bailed out, you know, the auto industry, if not robust, is at least healthier, averted certainly a major depression. We're not Greece. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's like, for me, it's like Harry Truman, that everybody hated him at the time and turns out to have been kind of a gutsy president. You know, as Americans, one of the things about the fact that we are a democracy and we are image conscious, and Madison Avenue has a huge effect on our perceptions, is that we tend to vote for, like, we know for the last X number of years, I think like 75 or something, we voted for the taller, better-looking guy, which, of course, has nothing to do with being a president. I mean, you can look like Quasimodo and be brilliant, and that's not how we do it. We it's a popularity contest. And, you know, maybe we need to become more sophisticated as voters and look better at records and I mean, it's not a simple issue, but I think that we, and if you think about some of the presidents who were really popular at the time that they were in office, and didn't do so well, as opposed to presidents that we thought were thugs or unattractive, and really had much better records in retrospect. So I guess history is what determines what a good job someone did or not, but... All right, let's keep going on this because I think we're going to be done with it fairly. Although, well, maybe we're certainly not going to do it past today.
We're actually getting close to the end, and Jessica says, "Have him as a guest speaker on your show!" Exclamation point? Question mark?
I would love for do that. I don't know that I could do it. I've actually met him a couple of times, and I actually have. A very good friend of mine who was his major domo when he was at the, when he ran the hotel. And so I could invite him. I'll tell you what, I'll certainly extend the invitation to him and explain why his presidency and give him a chance to explain why he made a dreadful mistake. I'm certainly will extend the invitation. I wouldn't hold my breath if I were you, but, and I will point out to him that it's radio, so he doesn't even have to comb his hair. That might do it.
That's good.
I'll do what I can. I'm actually gonna see my friend who knows him today, and so we'll see. I wouldn't hold my breath, but I'll certainly give it a try.
That would be a trip, let me tell you.
It would be fun.
Okay, and finally we have Mike, who says, "Elect him. He's better than who we have now."
Well, you never know. I mean, that's the problem. It's just such an unimaginable job, and I can't, I think if you talk to any of the presidents, I think the only one who actually had any vague notion of what the office really had entailed was probably Bush Sr., because he was head of the CIA, and I think CIA probably knows more than anybody, even than the president to a certain extent, but it's just an overwhelming job. I mean, there's so much going on. You're so dependent on other people. It truly is a bureaucracy. If you get a Congress that's on your side, that's one thing, but that has historically not been the case. I just don't... I'm almost tempted to sort of embrace the British system where you have a figurehead that everybody likes, and then you actually run the government with people who actually know what they're doing. But I'm not sure that we could do either, so... It's a system that we have. It would just seem it would be better if it worked slightly better for all of us. Are you going to run for office? I don't know. I'm not. 855. I'd never be elected. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business. And we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I wanted to ask you something about my psychiatrist. My father died about a year and a half ago, and, you know, it seemed like there was a lot of problems in the family, and I had to go for quite a long time. And now that he's gone, I really don't like to see my psychiatrist at all. You know, and
why not?
I don't know. It's just that I used to go once a month, but now I'm going once every 6 weeks. And it seems like when I show up over there, I get more angry because I really don't like talking about anything to do with my father.
Okay, there are about 15 things here. Let's see how many of them I can get without forgetting. Number one, therapy isn't necessarily supposed to feel like a cocktail party. I mean, if therapy feels like fun, you're probably wasting your time and your money, number one. Number two, if you've got active ongoing issues, every month or every 6 weeks is not nearly often enough. If you've got ongoing issues, you should be seeing somebody at least once a week. Number four, I don't think it's accidental, Walter, that you've got your dad's died and now you're angry with your therapist. It sounds, that's what we call projection. That all the things that you're angry with your father about, you're now angry with your therapist about. But that's really fertile ground for therapy. That's a time where when those emotions are close to the surface and you can get some real work done and some real breakthroughs. So what I would suggest you do is instead of seeing your therapist every 6 weeks, talk to your therapist once a week, get some work done, and then get out of there.
Yeah, the only thing is I feel terrible when I leave there.
That's okay. That means stuff's being stirred up.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll tell you a way to make therapy even more efficient, which is get yourself a notebook. Don't just get a spiral notebook. Don't get anything fancy, and write down your feelings today. That, you know, what does therapy make you feel like? Talking to your therapist. Why does it make you angry? Because that's the whole point. That's what transference is. It's taking feelings from an important person in your life and putting them on your therapist. Your therapist being essentially the surrogate for that important person. It's not coincidental. That's good stuff. It's just not very comfortable stuff.
I guess what I really didn't want to do is I didn't want to use anybody for anything, because it sort of like makes me sound like I'm whining about something, you know.
Well, but therapy is about whining. Therapy is about whining for the short term so you can get through it and not have to whine in the outside world.
Okay.
So go whine. Okay. But do it on a weekly basis. Keep notes, so therapy is really, really moving forward very quickly. So in the 167 hours a week that you're not in therapy, you're doing some work, so the therapy is really moving. It'll move faster than you've ever seen it before, and it sounds like you're in a really fertile place for therapy to happen. I know it's not comfortable, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate it. I guess that I just need some more help and some more reassurance.
Yeah.
To get them to do the right thing.
Yeah, I think you are. I just think you need to do it quicker and sooner, and now's a really good time. And those feelings are exactly what you want to be dealing with. Okay? Claudia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
Hi, Claudia.
Hi. I have a friend, actually an ex-boyfriend, but that's a long time ago.
Okay.
And he moved to Michigan for a job about 8 years ago.
Okay.
And about a year and a half ago, they sort of tricked him into, talked him into early retirement. And while he was out in Michigan, he wasn't handling the move well. And I think I know he started taking Klonopin and Ambien, and I believe he got addicted to them. So then after he got laid off or early retirement, he just went off the deep end.
And what did he do?
He started drinking and really taking the pills, and he just was totally out of it.
So he's single?
Yeah.
How old is the boyfriend, ex-boyfriend?
He's about 59.
Okay. So how do you know this? He's in touch with you?
Yeah, I still talk to him. I mean, we're still friends.
Okay.
And all of his friends still call him, and they also notice the same thing. When you call him, he's...
Spacey.
Speech is slurred, yeah. Slow, deliberate. And he was supposed to move to Florida because he has a mother there, a sister, and some friends. So we thought he would move to Florida after talking about how he hated Michigan for 8 years.
Right.
And he's in such a place that he can't go anywhere.
Well, depression has its own lethargy to it.
Right. I've seen the ad on television.
So what's the question to me?
So I've been in touch with his family, because I was thinking his sister has off in the summer. And maybe
what's the question to me, Claudia?
Well, if his family doesn't get him somewhere, is there anything I can do?
Well, you can go see him and say, I mean, it may be before he's really willing to move or able to move that he's going to have to be with a therapist and on some medication.
He's with a psychiatrist for a year and a half.
And seeing them on a daily basis or on a weekly basis?
No. I just heard that other call. No, I don't think he's. I think maybe once every 6 weeks.
Just to monitor the medication. That,
right.
You know, if you're on ongoing therapy, especially with somebody who's depressed,
right.
You need to be seeing. You're sure that it's a therapist and not his family.
The psychiatrist.
Physician? Okay. He should be seen once a week for right now. And if the Ambien is the sleep, so an Ambien is a drug that affects different people different ways. I think he needs to see a psychopharmacologist. And well, the psychiatrist is okay if he sees him. I think you need to get him. If I were in your shoes. issues, uh-huh. I would go and make sure that he didn't need to go through detox.
That's what I thought. Go to rehab and just get it over with.
Well, no, rehab won't do anything for the depression. Rehab will just do something for the fact that he's mixing some drugs together, which probably shouldn't be mixed. But he's still going to be depressed.
Right.
And depression is a life-threatening. I mean, the combination of somebody's depressed and mixing medications is really dangerous.
I know.
But if you're asking me, are you allowed to do it? Yeah, but you're probably going to have to do it in person, and you're probably not going to be able to move him, but you may be able to get him to see somebody as either an inpatient, or if you think he's completely hopeless, as an inpatient rather than an outpatient. But I think you're going to have to go see him face-to-face. And
would I be able to talk to the psychiatrist? Would the psychiatrist talk to me, even though I'm not a family member?
If your friend gives you written permission.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, you could certainly give the psychiatrist a call if your friend will give you the phone number. And the only reason you have the phone number is because your friend gave it to you. So you could say, you know, George asked, you know, give me permission to call, and I'm really quite concerned about him. And, you know, his family feels that he's depressed and that he's, you know, that he's misusing medication and it should be seen on a weekly basis. And the psychiatrist can't compel him to do anything. But you can say, you know, I just wanted you to know from the family's point of view that we're quite concerned, that we think that he really does need to be seen, that we're concerned that he's mixing medications, and we just wanted you to know. So if you're giving him information, the psychiatrist information, rather than asking information, then you're obviously not going to need any permission, except your friend's permission to actually know what the name of the psychiatrist is so you can get his phone number. But, I think, again, that when people are suicidal, that we don't, you know, we don't stand on ceremony. And we don't try and talk them out of it, but we really need to get them delivered to some help so they're out of their own, say, can keep out of their own way. And in many states, and you need to check this out because states vary greatly, that you can have somebody involuntarily committed if you feel that they are a threat to themselves or other people. But as I said, you don't want that process to be whimsical because, for example, in the Soviet Union, it was used as an arm of the state. It was used as a political tool to just say, if we don't like somebody's opinions, then we'll get them committed to a mental hospital. And involuntary commitment should be difficult. And I know that's frustrating as a family member, but you don't want to be able to just say, well, you know, this person isn't coming home when they want me, or they're not working, or they're sleeping too much, so I think I'm just going to get them committed. And involuntary commitment is usually for a relatively short period of time. But if somebody's a suicide risk, it may be worth it to run against their antipathy and to deal with the court system to save their lives, because the suicide is a real issue. Unfortunately, or fortunately, it tends to be an impulse. And so the idea is to get them out of harm's way temporarily. And the first place to start is not with involuntary commitment, but with voluntary, of saying to somebody, it must feel terrible to feel this way, and I'm really worried about you. Are you willing to sign yourself into a place for a couple of days? And if you sign yourself in, you can usually sign yourself out, just so that we can kind of monitor your behavior and see if there's not a way of making you feel more stable, because suicide is really a short-term solution to a long-term problem. And you really don't want to, when you can't decide what to have for breakfast or whether to get out of bed, you don't want to make decisions that are literally life-threatening. So talking with somebody about saying, I'm really worried about you. Don't try and do that. You have so much to live for. Cause it just doesn't work. When people are feeling suicidal and depressed, they have tunnel vision, and they're not, and whatever reasons you think they may have for living, obviously, are not strong enough at that moment to be compelling to them. So what you need to do is just, and hospitalization is usually not a long-term solution, but it gets them out of harm's way temporarily so that they can regain some emotional stability. I know. 855-993-7569. Sorry. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night. But you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Find now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Well, we haven't got an email for a while, so shall we do an email here?
Indeed.
Let's do that. That would be cool.
Okay, so this one comes to us anonymously, and here we go. I had quite the year, homeless for 3 months until I found a place that was not stable. Credit gone to hell, and no one would rent to me due to the fact that I had turned the landlord in for mold issues with the county and sued. Was staying 9 months with a family in another smelly, moldy place. I met a gentleman who said that he would help me regardless of our relationship. He, unfortunately, has housing issues of his own. To be concise, I love him, and we found a place to live together. We scrimped and sold all of our belongings, some for as little as $2 to the pawn shop and other places. I borrowed $450 of their $1,100 deposit from family. Now I am not working, and neither is he. We are living very hand-to-mouth. I need a certain amount of money on the 1st of July to pay my bills, car insurance, and phone. I spent every dime I had and returned a few things I bought to the store. Cheesy, I know, but I'm trying to survive. I didn't think I would need another $10 for the phone bill, but as it turns out, I did. He lied to me and said he didn't have any money. In fact, I knew that he had the 10, but he said it just disappeared. I found out that he indeed did have it, and asked why he lied. He said that it was for my own good, and I always spend all the money he gets. I think I am a mature adult and do not appreciate the lies or the innuendo that he needs to patrol my finances. Other than this, he has an ex-wife who is a constant intrusion into our life. She is on drugs and doesn't even let him see his daughter when he is supposed to. He is not even sure that she is his, although in the case of children that doesn't necessarily matter, he would treat her as his own regardless. He can be bossy towards me at times and acts this way, I assume because she is so drug-crazed and was for the 20 years of their marriage. I feel like I have to move in with him. I have nowhere else to go. I tried for almost a year to find a place. I do love him, and he is my world, but that world is so chaotic. Today, his ex went and harassed his sister, asking where she was, and they called the police. I am not used to this. He wasn't going to tell me this either. I saw a text asking his sister to not tell me. And that's where it ends, actually.
Okay, listen. First of all, your emphasis is on the wrong syllable. I mean, you're moving in with a man that's got as many problems as you do. You haven't. I mean, you said that it's been a terrible year and you've been homeless, but you haven't mentioned at all why you're not working. Because the answer to everything here is having a job. And I think I don't know what state you live in. I don't know what your mental status is. One of the things about not having an income is hopefully you're not using drugs or alcohol because you can't afford them, among other things. But he's not the solution. You need to get a job so that you can be self-supporting. And hopefully apply for welfare for a short period of time. Get on your feet. Get in a job, a work. A workfare program, be in public housing for a while. He's not the solution. He's as lost as you are, and I think it's wonderful that you feel that you love him. But moving in with a guy that you clearly don't trust, who has lots of issues, he's got to worry about the kids, he's got to worry about an ex, he's got to worry about an ex who, it sounds like, is in charge of his children, has drug problems. He is just a walking problem, and he's not going to have time to take care of you. And you need to be able to take care of yourself here, and the answer is not him. The answer is getting a job. And from your email, I have no idea why you're not working, if you worked in the past. And, I mean, you don't, and apply for welfare. Get on so you're safe. You have a place to live, and it may not be the Taj Mahal by any stretch of the imagination. But it's better than being homeless. It's better than being on the street. I mean, you're better off in a shelter, and I know shelters are awful. I mean, I know. They don't try to be, but they are. But you're better off in a shelter taking care of yourself than you are with this dude. Because sooner or later, you're going to be back. This guy is just not in a position to be the stability in your life that you're looking for. And if you want to see him, that's fine. But looking for him to take care of you, looking for him to house you, looking for him to be at all a resource or a stability in your life is just unrealistic. You need to get a job. And there's nothing in your email that tells me why you're not working. The thing is, if you're on welfare, that most, I know this state, and I don't know, certainly don't know about all states, but in many states, they will give you a phone card for emergency, so you'll have a cell phone, so you'll have housing, so you'll have food stamps, so you'll be in a job training program, and you can get back on your feet. And then if you want to be with this guy, which seems to me a little unclear, that's one thing. But don't look to him to save you, because he can't save himself. And at this moment, he's not going to be able to save you, and you're going to find yourself in a short period of time in exactly this, if not immediately, in exactly the same situation you're in now. All right? So, it sounds like you do have family that's supportive, but right now, listen, we're a country that believes in supporting one another, and you certainly don't have to be on welfare for any length of time, but for right now, it's a much better choice. It's a much saner choice. It's a much safer choice than this guy. He's not the answer, and you need to find work. And if you're going to send me another email, send me some information or call me about why you're not working, what the issue is there. And it doesn't have to be... I have no idea what your level of education is. I have no idea what your job history is. I have no idea what your health is. But these are you can do something. Go work at a minimum paying job right now so you have some income. But I think that the answer for right now is let the state help you temporarily. It doesn't have to be a long-term commitment, and help you to stabilize so that you have a place to go at night, that you have food in your belly, that you're being trained for work that's meaningful to you. And then you can decide to date or love or be with anybody you want, but not right now. He's not the answer, and I just hate to see you disappointed again. But everything you're telling me is the two of you don't trust each other, that he has other issues, that he doesn't like the way that you allocate money, that when you want $10 from him, that he's not going to give it to you. I mean, this is not the basis of a relationship, and you need to adopt the Tina Turner view of life of what's love got to do with it. You're blinding yourself to the reality that you know, and you're very specific in your email about what you already know. So reread your own email. This guy is not the answer. You need to be self-sufficient, as scary as that feels right now. And the good news is that you haven't completely burned all your bridges with your family. I'd be very careful about asking them for any more money. And it sounds like you actually do have a place to live right now because you came up with a deposit. But how do I take care of myself? Not how do I find somebody to take care of me? All right, you're going to be a lot safer, and you're going to be a lot more stable. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.